This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
We are now starting to not look back to what happened in the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, but starting looking forward to what is going on in Glendale, Arizona. And we're joined right now by a gentleman that is a host of a show on one of our sister stations over in Columbia, South Carolina for 107.5 The Game. Bill Gunter joins us. And hey, man, look, I'm just going to go ahead and ask, how are you guys handling the past few days when it comes to the fact that South Carolina's in the Final Four?
Have you seen the video of how Kentucky handled when North Carolina hit the shot? It's a complete 180.
Such a great video.
We had students in the, they got a little pond out in front of the library on campus, and they were swimming in that. They invaded the college area of Five Points. It's been a different environment about the last 72 hours.
Okay, so tell me, what do you think the reaction would be if Will Muschamp got you to the Final Four in football? Would it be a similar reaction, or is that more expected than what it is when you just saw with the basketball team?
Well, it's funny. We've been talking about this all week. Nobody here knows how to act because we haven't seen basketball success since 1973. So, I mean, you're talking about, I'm 34. I've never seen them win an NCAA tournament game. I've seen them go five times in my life. And so, you know, you talk about football. We've at least seen some success in football. We saw Spurrier get them to 11 wins. So it's a little bit, right now, everybody's in shock. There's no expectations. Everybody I talked to said, well, you know, if they just beat Marquette, if they just win one game, we'll be ecstatic. And so if everybody's kind of, this is brand new, so if it was football, who knows what we'd be doing to the town.
And I'll have to ask now, because you filled out brackets. I know we filled out brackets as well. We all had the $1 million bracket that we were doing on our websites. But at the same time, how far did you have South Carolina going?
I had them losing to Duke in the second round. I had them beating Marquette. I just didn't know the way they played down the stretch. And I watch a lot of college basketball, and so I thought the way Duke was playing, I saw Duke beat Notre Dame in the ACC tournament final, and I didn't have Duke getting to the Final Four. I had them losing to Villanova, but I had them losing to Duke.
So then I have to ask you, because you've watched a lot of basketball, you've watched a lot of Duke play, because you saw the way that they were down like double digits every single ACC tournament game. What happened for South Carolina between the losses to Alabama, the losses to Arkansas, to Ole Miss, and the loss to Alabama in the SEC tournament to do like a total 180 and come out the way that they did in the tournament?
You know what happened? I think they got into the tournament. And it sounds simplified and it sounds easy. I was saying in December and January that this was a top 15 team, that this was a team that actually, if they got, I'm big on your path to get to the NCAA, to get to the Final Four, to get to the Elite Eight. You know, you can just run into a bad matchup. And I kept saying then, when South Carolina was looking very good, that this was a good basketball team, that the way they played defense, the way they beat Florida the first time in Columbia in January and held them to no three-pointers. Florida was 0-17 in that game in January. And this was a really good team that was very underrated. They should have been ranked higher. I don't think they ever got higher than 16th in any of the polls. And I think, well, some of the players have talked about it. The way they got snubbed last year, there's no doubt in my mind that it played on them mentally coming down the stretch. And the Arkansas game in Columbia was a perfect example of that, because the team looked so uptight and so tense. And Frank Martin, who has a sideline demeanor that's unique to begin with, but he looked tense and kind of almost emotional, like they knew they had to have that game despite being in a good spot. I think pressure just simply got to him coming down the stretch.
You mentioned Frank Martin, and I want to go back to 2012 when he did take the job and left Kansas State to come to South Carolina. What was his reasoning? Because, you know, we look at Kansas State, it's in the Big 12, it's in one of the better conferences. Why did he leave Kansas State to go to South Carolina?
Well, the bottom line is he was going to leave Kansas State regardless, and I apologize, I've forgotten the athletic director's name, John Curry, I believe, was the athletic director at the time, and there was the issue with Jamar Samuel in the Elite game against Syracuse. And, of course, I think that's more remembered for Frank Martin, who was tough and rugged, and everybody knew him from his sideline demeanor there, going into the post-game press conference and tearing up because he felt that his administration at the school, not the NCAA, but the school, mind you, had decided to suspend Jamar Samuel at the very last minute prior to that game. And that relationship was broken, and it could not be repaired. And So he was out the door. And I think at that time Illinois was coming open, if I remember correctly. I can't remember. There was another job. I know there was a lot of talk of maybe Leonard Hamilton going maybe to Illinois.
Yeah.
And if Florida State had kind of come open, I think Martin might have ended up at Florida State. But certainly for South Carolina, it just worked out kind of right time, right place.
And with Frank Martin coming and the P.J. Dozier getting signed and a five-star basketball player that he came, was I always say, and I've been saying the past week or so, it was P.J. Dozier getting, it was probably the first big win that South Carolina had. Was it the first big win they had, or was it Thornwell? What was the first major win for this basketball team off the court to get them to where they are right now in the Final Four?
Yeah, I mean, it's Cindarius Thornwell. It's Cindarius Thornwell because there was no family ties. With Dozier, you at least had his dad and his uncle had played at Carolina, Terry and Perry Dozier. Terry was the uncle, Perry was the dad. And so you did have some family ties. His sister, Asia, had actually played for Dawn Staley. So there was a lot of family ties. It did come down to Louisville and South Carolina. And there was a time where I thought he was going to end up at Louisville. Which now we kind of all know why kids went to Louisville.
They have really good parties, man. They had great parties.
Yeah. Yeah, tough to turn them down. Makes the recruiting job by Frank Martin even more impressive. But, you know, but that one, Thornwell really could have gone anywhere. And he believed. And that was at a time when there was really nothing to believe in. There was no reason for Cindarius Thornwell to come and buy into that project. And you look at what he's done in this tournament and really throughout this year, and they wouldn't be here without him.
Bill Gunner's joining us right now from our sister station in Columbia, South Carolina, 107.5 The Game. And I have to ask now, is are you guys going to the tournament? Are you going to Glendale? Like, how's that working for you guys?
So, Will Muschamp, in a brilliant move, because, you know, up here in Columbia, we're 45 minutes from Augusta National.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Steve Spurrier was notorious for, of course, just not paying attention and having the spring game on Master Saturday. And, you know, attendance with people would go down to Augusta National was always an ordeal. Last year, Muschamp did the same thing. So he just came out. He said, hey, we're moving the spring game up a week to April 1st. And daggum, if the basketball team doesn't get in the Final Four. So some people have got to stay here. And I'm the low man on the totem pole. I just started with the station in last July. So, lucky me, half the people are going out to the Final Four. It helps, it doesn't help, that also the women's team is in Dallas for that Final Four. And so I'm here I don't think I've ever done play-by-play, and I get to do play-by-play at a spring game for the radio station.
So out of all of this, you're like, yeah, you know, everybody else is going there, and it's for the first time ever that we're like, well, crap, I got to do play-by-play for an SEC football game. Like, how sad is it that that's almost like punishment? Like, well, Bill, guess what, buddy? You're the one that's going to have to do it. Seriously, can I not go out to Glendale?
Yeah. I got a feeling I was one of the first people to submit a request saying, look, guys, this is a tough job, but if y'all want me to go, I'll gladly go to Glendale. You just let me know when to go. And for strangely enough, I got stuck on play-by-play SEC spring duty, or South Carolina spring. How about that?
Yeah. Now the question is, because I was listening to your show on Monday, and was it you or was it your co-host dad that came on that started talking about how much it was going to cost to go to Glendale for this basketball tournament?
Well, it was Tim's father.
Okay.
Tim's father was the one. He's going out, and but I was talking about the cost because, of course, I had buddies texting. I mean, literally within seconds of South Carolina beating Florida, I got a good friend who lives, I was just in his wedding a few weeks ago, who lives in Tampa. I got a buddy who lives in Charlotte. I got another buddy who lives in Greenville, South Carolina. And the three of them had booked flights and hotels to Glendale within about 30 minutes yep. of the end of the Florida game. And of course, I'm sitting here going, well, I'm going to try and get the radio station to pay for it. I hope it come through. And
hey, I know how that works. Yeah.
I clearly waited too long because not only could they not pay, I got put on another assignment.
And it's funny because I remember if I go back to 2009 and I go back to when Alabama won their first national championship in Glendale, and in Pasadena, I remember sitting there in the SEC tournament was going, and I had a bunch of Alabama friends around me. I'm an Auburn fan. I don't care one thing about it. But the whole time they were going, as the clock was ticking down, I saw one of them leave the living room, and I don't see him for a few minutes, and I'm going, how is he missing this football game? And next thing you know, I hear him yell, "Guys, come in here!" And we all run in there, and he goes, "Look, right now, airline fees are only about $200 if we want to go to L.A." He was already planning the trip out. I'm assuming that's what happened with South Carolina fans when the clock started getting down closer to zero.
You know, and what's interesting is Clemson fans have actually been the most reliable source of how do you handle this. I've had more Clemson fans say, "Hey, the best thing to do," because they've been in, obviously they've been to Glendale the last 2 years for the national championship game last year, and then obviously this year playing Ohio State. I think it was this year. Yeah. Fly to Vegas. It's cheaper. Hotels are cheaper. Fly to Vegas. It's a 4-hour trip down. You know, and I've had people say, get 20, 30 people, rent a party bus, go down. And so, of course, everybody around here thinks Clemson fans are morons, so let's not listen to them. But that's clearly the way to go about it. Like, you know, like everybody's here, "Well, they're scamming us." And I've looked at the prices. No, they're not scamming you. That is certainly the way to go about it.
No, I will tell you right now, as somebody that went to Glendale for Auburn and Oregon for that national championship game, that is exactly what I did. Because I looked at Phoenix and I said, okay, well, it's a cool city, but there's not really anything to do there. I mean, you know, it's a nice, actually, honestly, it's a nice family city. It's gorgeous, especially if you get to go like to Chase Field and all that sort of stuff. It's kind of cool. But at the same time, like me and the girl I was dating at the time, I said, well, screw this. How about we just go to Vegas and we just drive into Glendale? And it was way cheaper. The hotel rooms in Vegas were cheaper. We got like a cheap hotel room for the night just so that we could go to Glendale and sleep over. And then we drove right back to Vegas the very next day. Like, we were literally there for the game and went straight back to Vegas, and it probably saved us about $1,000.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, I've looked, like I said, I'm not going now, but I've studied that one up pretty good. Nobody will listen to me either on that one.
Well, I'll go ahead and let you know right now, for all your friends that are going, just let them know that the Giants are in town playing the Diamondbacks. If they want to go to Chase Field on that Sunday, if South Carolina does make it to the national championship, that they got a little bit of a baseball that they could also go and watch if they want to go look at a stadium.
I'll pass that along. MLB around here is pretty irrelevant.
You know, it's really weird because we're in a double-A team market the way that we are. I mean, like tonight we've got Alabama versus Auburn and the Capital City Classic. It's like a non-conference baseball game. Sold out. There's going to be like 8,000 people at this baseball game.
Well, people around here are fired up because old Tim Tebow's coming to Columbia to play for the Fireflies now. I've seen more women. It's amazing how quickly women can figure out what the difference is between a ball and a strike when you say Tim Tebow will be batting.
Oh, I was wondering about that because, seriously, when you have Tebow going, I said the whole time, all it is a publicity stunt. Wherever he goes, that place now, tickets are going to sell like crazy because everybody just wants to go see Tim Tebow. So that's what's happening?
Oh, Tim Tebow mania. I didn't really keep up with it. They had a record number of season tickets sold within 20 minutes on last Thursday or Wednesday when they announced he was coming to Columbia. I saw something on Twitter today. I try not to look at Tim Tebow on Twitter. That's tougher than a lot easier said than done. But they've got promotional things going on left and right for him.
That is so crazy. I swear I hate the whole Tim Tebow story. But, man, look, seriously, I think it is awesome that you guys are getting to experience this. And I'm not even – I think this is seriously one of the coolest things that we're seeing, to see a team like South Carolina, the team that nobody thought outside of, you know, some other teams, that they would make it to the Final Four, man. I think it's really awesome.
Well, it is. It's been really neat to watch. And like I said, I thought they were a good team, but I didn't think when the bracket came out that this was a draw. Of course, I also saw I had Villanova going all the way to the championship game. I thought they were playing as well as anybody. I actually had a Villanova North Carolina in a rematch. So when I looked at the draw for South Carolina to get there, I wasn't particularly thinking that they would make a run. But I've always thought that the football team, given the success or the lack of that we've seen from the basketball program, that the football team would be the first one to make the Final Four, or to make a Final Four, the basketball team. And well, it turns out I was wrong on that one.
He's Bill Gunner, the co-host of the all-new Early Game show on the 107.5 The Game, one of our sister stations in South Carolina. Man, I really appreciate you coming on with us. I know how it is doing morning show, so go take a nap or something.
Oh, no naps this time of the year. Like I said, normally that would be a thing. But, yeah, how about that? Basketball still going on. We don't know what to do around here.
Yeah, I know. And you got a quarterback that we're talking about all the time just because he's from around this area.
Yeah, he's. We'll see. That's going to make for a fun, at least something interesting to talk about on Saturday leading up to the basketball game. What I'm doing, spring game play-by-play.
Hey, awesome, man. Hey, in fact, enjoy that, because if you're going to be doing some of the play-by-play, we'll probably get to hear you at some point in time, man. So enjoy that on Saturday.
That'll be great. Thank you all so much.
All right, man. See you. That is Bill Gunner from 107.5 The Game. as South Carolina and Columbia, they have no clue how to handle this. And it is so awesome to see because they are like, they're having to ask people for advice on everything that's going on. That's probably the coolest part about all of this, is that they're having to go, okay, I don't know what to do. Can somebody explain to us how we go and finance a trip to the Final Four? Again, Alabama fans, they already have this sucker financed for next season just to go watch the national championship, and the season hasn't even started yet. South Carolina fans are trying to do this all within a week, just like they were playing in the national or the college football semifinals or something.
Your city, your station, your voice. This is The Fallout on Sports Radio 740.